Money FM 89.3, the best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It is time now for Mind Your Business. Now, whether it's the smartphones that we hold in our hands or simple household appliances like washing machines, microchips, especially semiconductors, they're present in almost every facet of our daily lives. And they'll continue to increase in importance as more and more products become smart in that sense. I mean, the fact that if semiconductors were to disappear from our lives tomorrow, the world would pretty much come to a halt. And that does speak, lots as far as our reliance on technology is concerned. Yet despite its importance, do we actually know about semiconductors? Do we take it for granted? If you would know that the world's largest semiconductor equipment makers, Applied Materials, has anchored the island of Singapore as a critical R&D center for its global operations. So we're going to find out a little bit more about this from Dr. Arvind Sundararajan, who is Managing Director, Applied Materials Advanced Packaging Development Center. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. Thank you for inviting me to the show and delighted to be on your show.
And I got to admit, I do want to find out a little bit more about Applied Materials and how you've built up this local footprint here as far as R&D is concerned. But first, you guys, an American corporation, you supply equipment, services, software for the manufacture of semiconductor chips for electronics, flat panel displays, computers, smartphones, televisions, solar products. I mean, as far as your market presence in this part of the world is concerned, could you tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure. Elliot, you know, Applied Materials, as you rightly pointed out, is in the business of building equipment. The chip manufacturers use to make chips. And in the context of advanced packaging, you know, what we are doing in Singapore specifically, Applied also makes equipment that goes towards building these advanced packages. The Advanced Packaging Development Center that we have in Singapore is among the most advanced wafer-level packaging labs in the world. It is Applied's main location for wafer-level packaging R&D, and it is where we work closely with our customers to accelerate development of new packaging technologies. I, from my side, I oversee our teams in operations, process integration, and product development in Singapore.
You know, I want to talk about the evolution of the semiconductor industry. I want to get your view on this. But what comes to mind is just there's an over-reliance on it right now. It's in everywhere.
It is. You know, I think you summarized it pretty well, right? We have taken things for granted. You don't realize what you're missing till it is taken away from you, right? As you can see today, there's a shortage of supply. And it's really pinching us, right? But definitely, there is over lines of semiconductors and, you know, what can you do about it?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the entire COVID situation and everyone tends to ask, okay, how did you pivot your business? And I'm thinking, you look at the semiconductor industry, how can you pivot when you consider COVID-19, geopolitical issues, US-China trade war, for example, or the Ukraine-Russia conflict? I mean, how can the semiconductor industry continue to keep up?
Absolutely. You know, if you look at the semiconductor industry, you know, semiconductors are the foundation of incredible advances in technology, right? And that will transform nearly every area of the economy over the coming decades. Now, coming from Applied Materials standpoint, R&D will be more important than ever as we sustain our leading expertise in materials engineering. Now, what's happening is, you know, the traditional scaling is slowing down in the semiconductor industry. And, you know, advanced packaging is increasingly becoming very, very important for our chip makers and all major customers. They see it as a way to progress along their roadmaps. And so advanced packaging is increasingly becoming very, very important. And that's what we are doing in Singapore.
Actually, since you brought that up, could I trouble you to define advanced packaging? What exactly is the meaning of advanced packaging in the semiconductor industry?
Let's take a look around you, right? Pretty much every electronic gadget or device that you have or, you know, you see around you has, you know, semiconductor chip or multiple, you know, semiconductor chips.
Sure.
From your smartphone, laptop, your watch, your car, or even your fridge. Now, just to make this a bit simpler, you know, you take your smartphone as an example. If you open your smartphone, what you'll see is, you know, a printed circuit board where it's got like numerous, what look like rectangular objects, like squarish, rectangular, very small ones. These are all mounted on the printed circuit board. And if you open these packages, you know, you'll see multiple chips. These chips are electrically connected to each other. Now, as a consumer, right, you and I want a smaller, nice, sleeker, you know, smartphone, one that consumes less power, has longer battery life, doesn't get hot, you know, when you use it, performs well, et cetera, et cetera. Now, how is it possible? Advanced packaging enables these by bringing together chips of different functions in a single package. So it enables you to connect these chips in a certain fashion that enables, you know, better performance, you know, consumption of less power, you know, controlling the form factor, you know, optimizing the cost, et cetera, et cetera. This is called PPACT, P-P-A-C-T, okay. Power, Performance, Area, Cost, and Time to Market.
Wow. And that's probably one of the reasons why these smartphones are getting flatter and flatter in that sense.
You're right.
Dr. Ivan, I'm curious, you know, with these things that you mentioned and how important R&D is, and you guys have set up here in Singapore, how much a factor does sustainability keep coming into play here?
You talk about sustainability as in, like, you know, how we can continue doing more of this in Singapore, right?
Both fronts, you know, one, continuing to do this in Singapore and, you know, the whole issue of climate change and how much actually goes into making these products as well. I'm sure you guys have to tackle both fronts quite closely.
We do. And, you know, I'm not the best person to talk about, you know, Applied has a team that is working
on
building equipment, you know, which consumes less power, less water, electricity, et cetera, et cetera. I am more on the technology in the product development side. So from that standpoint, I can tell you that, you know, we have, you know, over the past 10 years, Applied Materials and A-Stars Institute of Microelectronics, with whom we have a partnership, have had a very successful collaboration in developing key capabilities in advanced packaging, resulting in several new products and numerous customer engagements. And, you know, for A-Stars IME in Singapore specifically, this collaboration benefits partners in the ecosystem. It attracts new industry players, strengthens Singapore's position as a global leader in the advanced packaging sector. And, you know, not only advanced packaging, the learnings and the success from the Advanced Packaging Development Center gave us the confidence to do more in Singapore. For example, in the last few years, we established the Applied Materials NUS Advanced Materials Corporate Laboratory, which focuses on upstream R&D in advanced materials.
Okay. I mean, to expand on that a little bit more, because you bring up a really great point here, the fact that you've got this company is, and the kind of impact it's had, what are you seeing in terms of the local ecosystem? I mean, jobs, obviously. What else, what other advantages have you seen in terms of the expansion?
You know, help you understand this a little bit more, sure. I should explain to you, you know, my journey in setting up this APDC, right? I moved to the U.S. way back in 2012 to Singapore. And in the U.S., I was working on product development and, you know, doing R&D outside of Singapore was untested. So your question is very relevant here. Okay. Because, you know, why would any company want to do something outside the U.S. when we had a fairly fantastic infrastructure there, right? But then our CEO, the then CEO, explored expanding Applied's R&D footprint outside of the U.S. It was a very daunting task, to say the least, right? Because it was untested. We had never done R&D outside the U.S. But then we decided to expand into Singapore due to the business environment and the robust IP regime, which is extremely important for us. We had an excellent partner here in A-Stars Institute of Microelectronics because they had the necessary expertise in innovative package design and technology platforms, which helped us hit the ground running. So this was one key benefit we had in Singapore, right?
Is there, I mean, with all that in mind, when you look at the semiconductor space here in Singapore, what are your views on the future? What's your outlook of this semiconductor space here in Singapore?
You know, as I explained to you, semiconductors are hot, right? And they're going to continue to grow, to say the least.
Sometimes literally hot.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, advanced packaging is now becoming a top priority. Yeah, you know, I can't tell you, Elliot, 10 years back, packaging was not a buzzword like it is today, right? Packaging historically was a way to protect a chip from external environment like corrosion and humidity. That's it. Today, it's being used in every forum. Yet Applied 10 years back had the foresight to see the advanced packaging as a way for chip makers to continue progressing on the roadmaps. And so, you know, speaking from an advanced packaging background, I can tell you confidently, it's a top priority for all key customers and chip makers. And I see this technology expanding into the future. In addition to this, you know, we actually entered into the third phase of a collaboration with Institute of Microelectronics, ASTAR, in 2021. We anticipate plenty of opportunities in R&D, for R&D talent to join us as we expand our workforce and deepen our capabilities in advanced packaging. So I'm actually looking for talent, you know, and students who are passionate about science, who are keen to learn about new technology inflections, and have a drive for innovation. So we're constantly on the lookout for such high-caliber talent.
It's interesting you bring that up, you know, the whole talent front, because Dr. Arvind, you know, as you talk about the semiconductor industry and even what you guys are doing at Applied Materials, I can't help but go back to my take it for granted mentality, and I wonder, how else more can the industry embrace tech? It'll surely expand it further.
You know, technology, you know, needs to become more glamorous.
Yeah.
Right. My sense is that, you know, if you look at, just to give you an example, you know, back in the U.S.,
okay.
you know, the brain power actually came from universities, right, way back after World War II. You know, what made America where it is today, what it is today, is, you know, the ability to tap into the genius and the brain power that existed in the universities. And that they came to industry and set up industry, right? I think the same has to happen in Singapore. And it is happening. I can see more and more professors trying to engage with in industry. And, you know, we have very talented people in Singapore. And I can tell you, because I personally interview these candidates, and we actually look for the best to join APDC. But I think what needs to be done is to make technology and science more glamorous, right? So that students will want to join in a company such as ours.
Well, the comic books help when you have characters like Iron Man. I'm sure. So. Talk about tech being sexy, right? But I guess, Dr. Arvind, to wrap things up, what is next for Applied Materials?
So, you know, Singapore is a key strategic region for us. We have established strong partnerships with research organizations such as IME, academic institutes, and the local supply chain. I am actually looking forward to continued collaboration that fosters value creation, talent development, and enrichment of the R&D ecosystem here to support the global semiconductor industry. Really looking forward to it.
Wow, the future is bright. I've been speaking with Dr. Arvind Sundararajan, who is Managing Director of Applied Materials Advanced Packaging Development Center. Really appreciate your time this morning. Take care. Have a great day ahead.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.